Frigidaire, and General Motors. Frigidaire presents Hollywood Star Time direct from Hollywood. Radio versions of the finest motion pictures with Hollywood's greatest stars. Today we bring you the radio production of the famous Paramount picture, Double Indemnity, starring Alan Ladd with Loreen Tuttle. You're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire, the greatest name in refrigeration, is made only by General Motors. And it is this association of experience with experience, of skill with skill, that makes Frigidaire America's favorite refrigerator today. The 7 million Frigidaires built and sold are the best proof of Frigidaire's outstanding record of dependability, of lasting satisfaction. For back of every great refrigeration principle pioneered by Frigidaire, back of every exciting new Frigidaire feature, back of every exclusive Frigidaire advantage, is one all-important purpose: to keep food good to eat. Remember this when you choose your new refrigerator. Remember the record of millions of Frigidaires in millions of American kitchens. And remember, you're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. Now, Double Indemnity, starring Alan Ladd with Loreen Tuttle and featuring another dramatic musical score conducted by Lionel Newman.
Double Indemnity Clause. In the event of the accidental death of the insured, the beneficiary herein named in this policy shall receive twice the face value of the policy. Accidental death shall be construed as death not from natural causes and causes beyond the control of the insured, and includes death while traveling in common carriers such as motor buses, streetcars, ships, aircraft, and trains. The term trains being construed to include street railway, state or interstate steam.
Well, so I'm here, sitting in the observation car of the train just pulling out for Palo Alto, California. Victor Dietrichson is dead, and I'm here in his place. Blue suit, just like his. Only plastic cast on my left legs, crutches, and everything. I'm here instead of Dietrichson, posing as Dietrichson. In 3 minutes, I'm going to jump from the rear platform of this train, the appointed place where Phyllis will meet me with a car. I hope.
Guess everybody's turned in already, mister.
Huh?
Nobody here in this observation car but you and me, seems like.
Oh, yeah. Wish this guy would beat it. It could cost Phyllis and me $100,000. It could cost Phyllis and me our lives.
By the way, Jackson's my name, Will Jackson.
My name's, Dietrichson.
I'm heading for Medford, Oregon. Where are you going?
Palo Alto.
Nice place, Palo Alto. I like it.
Funny. Funny how I happen to be here. Me, Walter Neff, crack insurance and salesman. Amateur murder. No, it isn't funny. It had to be this way. I had to meet Phyllis and fall in love with her. A rat like Dietrichson didn't deserve a wife like Phyllis. Beautiful and, well, just swell, that's all.
Walter, darling, you don't know what life has been with me. I can't stand it anymore.
Well, I fixed that a half hour ago. I hid in the back of Dietrichson's car, and when Phyllis was driving into the station, I just simply up and broke his neck. When I think back, it all started when I called on Dietrichson about his automobile policy renewals. I met Phyllis, and before we could help it, we were in love. In this picture, Dietrichson, her husband, was the heel of the first water.
Walter, you don't know how dreadful life has been with Victor these 6 years. You don't know.
Why'd you ever marry him, Phyllis?
I don't know. I was his first wife, nurse. When she died, he was terribly broken up. He needed someone. I was sorry for him. And I married him.
Oh, fine.
And that 18-year-old daughter of his, Lola, hasn't made things easier for me. She and her worthless boyfriend getting on Victor's nerves. And Victor taking it out on me then.
Lola's boyfriend? Is that Nina Zucchetti we see?
Yes.
Yeah, nice looking fellow, I thought.
Victor despises him and takes it out on me. Oh, sometimes when Victor drives into the garage, drunk, of course, and falls asleep over the wheel, I want to close the garage door while the motor's still running.
That's no good, Phyllis.
I don't care. I can't stand it anymore.
Oh, I know, baby. But if your husband had an accident policy of the kind you've been talking about with our company, Keyes would get after you. Keyes is our claims investigator. Grandest guy you ever want to meet. A death on insurance rackets. Try to pull a monoxide job on Keyes and sister, you're dead. He'd get you hanged sure as 10 dimes by a dollar. And baby, I don't want you to hang.
Walter, what are we going to do?
You're going to get rid of that husband of yours. I'm going to help you. Insurance and all, because I'm the guy who knows how.
Walter.
Listen to me. The first thing we've got to do is to get his signature on an insurance application. Accident insurance with double indemnity for accidental death.
He won't apply for insurance. He's superstitious about it.
He'll think he's just authorizing the renewals on his automobile policies. Just leave it to me, baby. Leave it all to me because I'm the guy who knows him. Now, Victor Dietrichson is dead, and I'm taking his train trip for him.
Huh. I'll be parked near the dump across from the tracks. His body will be in the back seat. I'll dim my headlights twice so you can find me after you've jumped.
Yeah, sure.
I'll pick you up, and we'll put him on the tracks. Victor.
Yeah, sure.
Boat, Mr. Dietrichson?
No thanks. I've got to get rid of this dangerous pest. It's getting time for me to get off, and I can't have him around when I jump. Oh, you see, Mr. Jackson, I smoke cigars. I've got them right here in my, where the dickens are they?
I bet you best left them back in your compartment.
You know, that's just exactly what I do.
Wait, you've got that cast on. I'll go get them for you.
I'd be much obliged. It's car 9, section 11.
Glad to help you out. A pleasure, I'm sure. Be back in 5 minutes.
Now, this is it. Now to get on the observation platform, crutches, plastic cast and all. Now, this is it. Now, this is it. This is the place. Yeah. Okay, Brother Neff, hit the cinders. Jump! Baby, want me to drive?
I'm all right now. Just what's going to happen tomorrow?
They'll find your husband on the tracks tonight. It'll be in the papers. The police will bring you the tragic news. You bear up like a brave little woman and make nice with the reporters, if any.
What about you down at your insurance office? Mr. Keyes, the claim investigator, you say is so terribly shrewd.
Insurance company and Keyes are my problem, baby. I told you. Keyes is really a very sweet guy. He loves me. And I like him. Let me handle that end, huh?
All right, darling. All right, dear.
Morning, Walter.
Oh, good morning, Keith.
Walter, my boy, you know something.
If I knew anything, I wouldn't have sold Victor Dietrichson that accident policy, Keith.
Boss thinks it wasn't an accident.
No? What was it, then?
Boss says it was suicide.
Suicide. Well, what makes him think that?
Well, Dietrichson takes out an insurance policy with double indemnity for accidental death. No one knows he did it, not even his wife.
Oh, I see.
He takes this trip in spite of a broken leg. Gets this man we've identified as Will Jackson of Medford, Oregon, to leave the observation car, and boom. Next thing we know, he's on the tracks behind the train, and we're behind the eight ball. $100,000.
And you think that points to suicide?
Walter, I've been in this business for 26 years. Of all the cases of homicide on record, suicide, there's not one single case of suicide by leap from the rear of a moving train. It's the front end of the train that's the business end, Walter.
Then you think it was an accident?
At the point where Dietrichson's body was found, that train was making a very punk 15 miles per hour.
Oh, what do you mean?
I mean this case hath an odor. It smells bad.
What's wrong with the case, Keys?
Look, Dietrichson had accident insurance. He broke his leg before he took this last trip. Why didn't he put in a claim? Why?
Why? I don't know.
Maybe he didn't know he was insured, huh? Huh?
What do you mean?
Murder. Nice slice of homicide.
Murder?
And you know who I suspect?
Who?
The lovely widow.
Mrs. Dietrichson? Oh, you're crazy. She wasn't even on the train.
I know. But I always suspect the beneficiary of a big insurance policy. It's the devil in me.
Keys, I think you're nuts.
Walter. It's murder. I don't know how it was done yet, but they done him in.
They?
She must have had an accomplice. It'd take a man, a strong man, strong as you are, to have broken Dietrichson's neck.
You're still crazy. You don't have a thing on it.
Only 26 years' experience and the percentages.
And one of your wild hunches.
And one of my wild hunches. But maybe I can tame it, huh?
I don't get it.
Lots of things are hard to get these days.
What?
Got a match, Walter.
But, Walter, this Keyes doesn't know anything. He's only guessing.
It doesn't matter. After tonight, I mustn't be seen here in your house or with you anywhere. I can't even talk to you over the telephone.
For how long, Walter?
Until all this blows over. I tell you, you don't know this, Keyes. He'll watch every minute of the day, and if you make one slip, he'll get you. He'll get both of us.
How ironic, Walter. We did what we did so we could be together. Instead of that, it's pulling us apart. And you don't seem to care if we see each other or not.
Oh, listen, baby. Listen, I love you.
How do you think I feel about you?
I'm trying to tell you, if we see each other, we're finished. We're dead. When this is all over, I'm yours and you're mine. Until death do us part.
Until death do us part.
In just a few moments, Frigidaire will present the second act of Double Indemnity, starring Alan Ladd with Loreen Tuttle. Frigidaire, the name you know means the best in refrigeration, has established a remarkable record for dependability where it counts the most, in the kitchens of America. And this record for pleasing and satisfying people was built on skill. Skill in knowing what people wanted, skill in knowing how to build it for them. There's no better example of this than the Meter Miser, the simplest refrigerating mechanism ever built. Frigidaire engineers know it's the mechanism in a refrigerator that really counts. It's the mechanism that makes the cold, keeps food safe. It's the mechanism that can either cause trouble and expense or give long, carefree service and save money. So Frigidaire engineers made the Meter Miser so simple that the compressor has only two parts that move. They built it so well that it's sealed for life in a shell of steel. Sealed against moisture and dirt. Sealed in a bath of oil. And the result of all this is that the Meter Miser is so economical that it uses no more current than an ordinary light bulb. The Meter Miser, the heart of your modern Frigidaire refrigerator, is known today as one of the most dependable mechanical devices ever conceived. A real tribute to the skill of Frigidaire engineering. Remember this when you choose a new refrigerator. Remember the careful planning and skillful designing that make Frigidaire the favorite today. And remember, you're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. Hollywood Star Time continues now with a radio production of Double Indemnity, which stars Alan Ladd with Loreen Tuttle. Alan Ladd appears today through the courtesy of Paramount Pictures and currently may be seen in OSS. Now, Act Two, Double Indemnity.
Keyes wasn't fooled. Keyes, my best friend, knew that Victor Dixon had been murdered. He smelled that insurance fraud a mile away. And he was the guy who could find the killers. I didn't dare try to see Phyllis or to call her. Keyes would be watching them. Then one morning, Lola, Victor Dietrichson's pretty young daughter, came into my office.
Mr. Neff, please believe me. I'm not crazy and I'm not hysterical. But I have the awfulest feeling that there's something wrong about Father's accident.
Wrong? Oh, what could be wrong?
It's the same feeling I had when Mother died. It was winter. Mother had pneumonia. One night I got up and went to her room. She was delirious and burning with fever. And all of the windows were open and all the blankets were on the floor. I closed the windows and picked up the covers. Just then I heard the door close behind me. The nurse stood there. I'll never forget the look in her eyes. 2 days later, my mother was dead.
And, who was that nurse?
Phyllis. Phyllis!
Shh. Did you tell your father?
Oh, I was just a kid. He'd never believe me. After a while, I began not to believe it myself. Until now. Now that something's happened to Father, too.
Lola, get this. Your father fell off a train.
Yes. And 2 days before he fell off the train, Phyllis was in her room, trying on a black hat and veil, seeing how she was going to look in it.
Lola, are you out of your mind?
She did it for the money. Only you're not going to pay her, are you? You're not going to let her get away with it. I won't let you. I'll tell everything I know, and I'll tell everyone. You'll see. You'll see. I'll tell everyone.
Lola. Control yourself.
I'm sorry, Walter. Mr. Neff.
Who else have you told all this?
No one.
Not even Phyllis?
No.
Your boyfriend, Nino Zucchetti?
I said no. Anyhow, I don't see him anymore.
Why not?
We had a fight.
Lola, I'm going to drive you home now.
Oh, I don't live at home anymore. Couldn't face Phyllis every day now. We've got a little room.
And so you go home and face four walls every evening.
It's all right.
Look, Lola, I'm taking you out to dinner tonight, and you're going to forget these morbid, silly thoughts you've been having.
Oh?
Would you like that?
Gee, would I? Oh, Walter. I mean, Mr. Neff.
We had dinner that night, and the next, and the next. Lola was a pretty sweet little kid, and I wanted to cheer her up. Sunday, we went to the beach. She began to loosen up and laugh a little. I had to make sure she wouldn't spill that stuff about Phyllis to anyone else. True or not, it was dynamite. And Monday morning, Keyes wanted to see me. I smelled trouble, and I wasn't wrong.
Walter, about this Dietrichson business, I was right.
Yeah?
It's murder.
What makes you so sure about it?
Papa has it all figured out.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Dietrichson wasn't on that train at all.
No?
Because look, Walter, you can't be sure of killing a man by throwing him off a train traveling him easily 15 miles per hour. You've got to kill him first and then put him on the tracks. Want to know how they did it?
Yeah, I'd like to hear. Go ahead.
They broke the guy's neck. Okay. Then someone took his crutches and masqueraded as Dietrichson on the train and jumped off at the right place. Then they put the extinct Mr. Dietrichson on the tracks. An impersonation, see? Pretty fancy, huh?
A little bit too fancy.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Jackson.
Jackson.
Yeah, the guy who last saw Dietrichson alive with the train. Somewhere around the office. Jackson. Hey.
Yes, sir. Yes, sirree. On deck. What can I do for you?
Jackson, did you study those photographs of Dietrichson I gave you?
Yes, sir, I did. And when I say yes, sir, I mean yes, sir, because back in Medford, Oregon, where
Mr. Jackson, was the man in those photographs the man on the train that night?
No, sir. Emphatically no, sir. And when I say no, sir, I
mean... Are you prepared to swear to that?
My oath on it, my solemn, sacred oath as a citizen of Medford.
There you are, Walter. There's your proof. Oh, Mr. Jackson, this is Mr. Neff, one of our salesmen.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Neff. Say, you ever been up to Oregon, Mr. Neff?
No, I never have.
Just asking is all.
Well, Mr. Jackson, if the case comes into court, I hope you won't mind coming down here again from Oregon.
I'm at your disposal, Mr. Keyes. Expenses paid, of course.
Of course.
Neff, huh?
That's right, Mr. Jackson.
Hmm. Neff. Well, then, gentlemen, you won't need me until further notice, that right?
That's right. And thank you, Mr. Jackson.
Glad to be of any help, gentlemen. That's Medford, Oregon, all over. Well, goodbye, gentlemen. Goodbye.
Well, Walter, there you have it. And that Dietrichson dame was in on it, too. She and somebody else.
You wouldn't have any idea who that somebody else is.
Not yet. But he'll show. He'll show sooner or later.
You really think so?
I know so. Got a match, sir.
The newsboy delivered your message to me, Walter. What's the matter? What's up? Why did you ask me to meet you in this 10th-rate restaurant?
I had to talk to you, baby. Phyllis, you're not going to sue for that insurance, are you?
But if Keyes rejects my claim, I've got to sue.
No, he knows too much already. More things will come out at a trial. Like about you and the first Mrs. Dietrichson, the way she died.
Who told you about that?
About that black hat and veil 2 days before your husband was killed.
Lola. Lola's been talking. Lola's been telling you her cockeyed story.
Oh, leave Lola out of this.
You've been seeing
her. Sure, I've been seeing her.
She's only a kid. She's only 18 years old.
I've been seeing her so she wouldn't spill all she knows to the wrong people. Phyllis, we're not going to sue. We're pulling out.
Why? Because Lola makes you feel like a heel?
We've got to pull out. It's our next if we don't.
No, Walter, no. We went into this together and we're coming out together. No one's pulling out. No one.
Oh, but...
And don't you go seeing Lola again, ever. You understand? Not ever.
You know something, Lola?
What, Walt?
You know, Lola, I'm not supposed to be out driving with you.
Why not?
But I want to be with you. Crazy, maybe, but with you, I can relax and be human again for a little while.
Why aren't you supposed to be with me?
Phyllis doesn't approve of it.
She doesn't approve of it. When she and Nino have been together so many times lately.
Phyllis, Nino Zucchetti.
Why do you think I had that fight with Nino? Walter, they killed Father. They're in love, Walter. And they killed Father for the insurance money.
Lola, are you sure of that?
Anyhow, I know they're in love. She sees them every single night. Every single night.
Nino DeZucchetti and Phyllis. I couldn't believe it. Well, there was one sure way of checking on Lola's story. He's at the office, never made any mistakes. He'd been watching the place every night. Suppose I got into his office and played off his dictograph records. Strictly confidential.
Confidential. After careful observation, I place no connection between Phyllis Dietrichson and our salesman, Walter Neff.
So Keyes did suspect me at one time.
I'm able to report that such a connection has been observed between Mrs. Dietrichson and another man. This man has visited Mrs. Dietrichson nightly between July 9th and 13th. His name is Nino Zucchetti, a former medical student.
Zucchetti. Lola was right. Phyllis and Nino Zucchetti. I get it now. I get it.
I thought you weren't going to come out here anymore, Walter. Thought you said it wasn't safe.
Stop boxing around, Phyllis. It's been you and Nina Zucchetti all the time, hasn't it?
That isn't true.
I began to follow your line of thinking, Phyllis. You got me to take care of your husband, then you get Zucchetti to take care of me. Maybe of Lola, too, because she knows so much. You'd tell him Lola was in love with me or something.
You're crazy, Walter.
That's the way you operate, baby. Well, not anymore. The system's broken. The game's finished.
Oh, is it, Walter? Let's see if it is. Now, Walter.
Oh, she even has a gun, hasn't she? Well, baby.
I told you before, no one was pulling out of this, didn't I? Well...
Oh, not bad, baby. Mighty good shot.
Oh, Walter. Walter, I'm sorry.
No, never mind. Keyes is probably watching across the street. He'll be in to investigate that shot. You'd better give me that gun, baby.
Here, darling. Now hold me. Hold me close.
Don't tell me you've really been in love with me all this time.
I said don't talk, darling. Just hold me close. Just hold me close.
Baby. I said I didn't want you to hang. So, goodbye, baby. This way.
Walter. Don't let me go.
I won't let you fall, baby.
Hold me.
I'll put you down. Soft and gentle. I was expecting a kiss.
Yeah, Walter.
Phyllis is... She's... Skip it.
I expected to find Zucchetti here. Not you.
Yeah. Better take me. You know why you couldn't figure this one, Keith?
Better sit down, Walter.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that's better.
You couldn't figure this one because the guy you were looking for was too close. He was right across the desk from you.
He was closer than that, Walter.
Thanks, Keith. I love you, too, you crazy.
Got a match, Walter? Walter. Sorry.
Thank you, Alan Ladd, for your excellent performance. We'll be hearing from you again in just a moment. May we also express our appreciation to Lorene Tuttle, who played Phyllis Dietrichson, and to the other members of the cast, Edmund McDonald, Sharon Douglas, Al Hill Jr., and David Ellis. This radio production came to you direct from Hollywood and was written by Milton Geiger with music by Lionel Newman. The entire production was under the direction of Robert L. Redd. Double Indemnity was presented by Frigidaire through the cooperation of Paramount Pictures, whose current release, To Each His Own, stars Olivia de Havilland with John Lund. Hollywood Star Time comes to you each week with the best wishes of your Frigidaire dealer, who invite you to come in and learn about the famous line of Frigidaire home appliances. Electric refrigerators, electric ranges, electric water heaters, home freezers, and a wide variety of refrigerating and air conditioning equipment for homes, farms, stores, offices, and factories. Here again is Alan Ladd. Say, Alan, We were afraid that you weren't going to make it in time for the broadcast today. What happened?
Well, Wendell, I've got a new horse ranch out in San Fernando Valley, and went out there early this morning and got to working on a new stable.
And time slid by faster than you figured, eh?
You said it. I'll tell you this, Wendell, I may have nearly missed my own broadcast today, but next week I'm certainly going to be on hand to tune in Hollywood Star Time when Robert Young does It Happened Tomorrow.
Good enough, Alan, and thanks for being with us today. This is Wendell Niles speaking for Frigidaire, made only by General Motors. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.